So you have two menorahs in your house. One menorah is a real silver $500, $600, $700 menorah, but it's a little bit dinky. You know, it's small, it's not so huge, it doesn't have like fancy, like, you know, etchings on the side of it, but it's real silver, it's worth $500, $600. And you have a second menorah in your house, which is a $26, $36 one from Gift World. And it's I don't know what it's made of, nickel, I don't know what it's made of. It's plated with the shiny, who knows what it's made of, but it's obviously a piece of junk in terms of quality. But it looks very fancy. It's big, it's got etchings all over it, it's shiny. Which menorah is preferable to use? Should you use your silver one or the fake one? So the Chesed Avram was this blind son of the Ravid, who was one of the earliest Mekubalim. He writes that oil must be placed in a menorah, into a menorah, because the menorah is part of the Iker mitzvah. A menorah is integral to the mitzvah. And he brings a hierarchy of materials that a menorah should be made of. Gold, then silver, then a certain type of copper, then another type of copper. He goes down in value. Based on this, the Avni Nezer says that you're not yotzei if you light without a menorah, but others disagree on that. But you see clearly, and the reason for why you need a menorah is because it's based on the base of Mikdash. Base of Mikdash had a menorah, so too we use a menorah. But you see there's definitely a concept of a hierarchy of materials that are used for the menorah. The Mishnah Berurah says that every person should purchase a menorah yafel ufikocho, should purchase a menorah which is nice according to his own financial means. Which leads us to our question, well, which menorah is better to be used? So there is a fascinating Yerushalmi that talks about the Seirim of the Yom Kippur, the two goats that are brought on Yom Kippur. One is a carbon, one is La'azazel, and goes off the cliff. And the Sefer Karam Eliezer I saw this cited by Karam Eliezer, Gamliel Rabinovich's brother. He has this shtickle, and he brings this a Yerushalmi that says that the Yerushalmi asks, well, you have two goats that you could, or a group of goats. Which one should you use for the goats on Yom Kippur, and which one should not be used? He says, we have some which are meshubach pegufo, which are fundamentally better. They're more expensive. They're fatter, heftier animals, more meat. Or meshubach pemare, ones which look nice. I know they get a nice little goatee. They're spotted or whatever it is. They're prettier goats. And the Gemara concludes by bringing a proof, a little bit outside our scope now, but you should look at the Yerushalmi. Talks about like the Omer, and it proves from the case by Omer, similar issue there, about Meshubach Begufo, something which is more fundamentally better, more expensive, is better, it's preferred, over Meshubach Bemare, something which is simply prettier, externally pretty. Based on this, the Torah Lishma, Ben Ish Chai, asked the same question about two challahs for Shabbos. Is it better to use a challah which is made from fancy, fine, sifted wheat, but it just, your wife baked it pretty poorly and it looks very bad, it looks ugly? Or is it better to use a junky challah, the wheat from bad wheat, but it looks beautifully baked? Which one is better? Meshubach Begufo, the fancy wheat, which is fundamentally expensive, more better, or the one which looks prettier, Meshubach Bemare? And he proves from this Yerushalmi, well, it's obviously better that option number one is better, Meshubach Begufo, something which is fundamentally more expensive. You should use the fancy wheat for your Lechem Mishnah. Similar question is asked by the Kesa Sofer, which is the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, and is safer on Safras, on writing Sefer Torah and other stuff. He says that, let's say Sofer writes, forgets a few words. So he writes, the halach is, he's allowed to write it in between the two lines of the Sefer Torah. You could write it and fit it in. So let's say a Sofer does this, but now he says it doesn't look so nice. So he's going to want to erase it and rewrite all those lines again, and this way he'll fit it in properly. But if he erases it, he's going to make the klaf, the parchment, all weak and not very durable and not very, nice, and it won't be very expensive. It will decrease the value of the parchment. So which is better? So he cites the Sefer Aniyah D'Yonah, Rav Moshe Lich Rosenbaum, who was a dayan in Pressburg, the Talmud of the Chasam Sofer, who rules that it's better not to erase, because a strong klaf, which is Meshubach Begufo, which is fundamentally more expensive, is better than having a nice print, something which is going to look nice and then it will all be on the same line and not written in the lines. And he brings this to Yerushalmi as a proof. So the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch disagrees. He says, no, you can't bring a proof from over there. Because by the sofer, he says, no one is going to choose a weak klaf. So he says, it's not even an option. Meshubach begufo is not a good option. You can't have a weak klaf. He says, no, it doesn't make any sense. So he says, therefore, he says, there's no option but by se'irim. He says, even ugly se'irim get chosen by people. And therefore, he says, it's not a comparison at all. Now let's apply this all to menorah. So the Chashukei Chemed cited in the Kerem Eliezer, and I couldn't track down this Chashukei Chemed, but it's cited in the Kerem Eliezer, and he apparently asked this same question, Reb Zilberstein, and he notes from the Gemara, from the Chesed of Avram, it sounds like gold, silver, nechoshes, copper, it's based on value. So he says, Meshubach Beguvo should be better. But he does note that, and then that's what the Yisham holds. But he does note that there's a Gemara in Bava Basra about Hordas, Herod, who rebuilt the Beis HaMikdash, or refurbished the Beis HaMikdash, and he first was going to use gold, but then the rabbi said it's better to use blue, because blue is prettier. So therefore you see, it'll be more shinier. So therefore you see that something which looks nicer, blue, is better than something more fundamentally expensive, like gold. But then these dochet be saying, well, there it's because blue has other special significance. It reminds you of the Kisei HaKavod, just like Tchelis does. So therefore he concludes, Meshubach Begufo, it's better, something more fundamentally expensive. It's better to use the silver menorah, even if it's dinkier and not as nice looking as your fake menorah. However, Vesukas Chaim, for Rabbi Simcha Ben Mudinsky, says the opposite. He says, Meshubach by menorah, it's better to how it's looked, because the menorah is all about looking how it's viewed. Persumei Nisa, people are going to look at it. It's all based on appearance. So therefore, of course, you should use a menorah. You should use the junky fake menorah if it looks better. Practically speaking, the Sefer Moed Kol Chai cites Rabbi Yashua, says you should use the expensive one based on the Yushami. Rabbi Steinman disagrees and says you should use the glitzier fake one based on the story about the Beis HaMikdash with Hordas. And that is the upshot. However, there is just something to think about. The Gamani Yodcha asked the Shaul to Rav Moshe Chawa, what about if you have a sentimental old one? Does that take preference? Or maybe cheaper, but it's a menorah that lasted through the Holocaust or from a great-grandfather. Should you use that one, or should you use a nice fake one? Tzarich Ian on that.